You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Surely you know that's not what I meant.
I've got to go.
But Daryl wouldn't see you yesterday, and how long were you at the hospital for?
He didn't come round until the afternoon.
So what makes you think he'll see you today?
Oh, please, Alistair.
Leave it to the professionals. They'll look after him.
I'm not just going to abandon him. Apart from Neil, I'm the only person who's even bothered to visit.
Shula.
We don't even know how much damage he's done to his liver yet.
It's not your responsibility.
We should never have left that paracetamol lying about.
Listen to me, just for one minute. He's alive, all right? He didn't kill himself. The worst didn't happen.
Not for want of trying.
But what it has shown is that we're not equipped to handle this. You have to stop now.
Stop.
Yes, before he hurts you anymore.
He wasn't thinking about me.
He wasn't thinking about any of us. And he's certainly done nothing to help himself. If he was feeling this bad, why wouldn't he go to the doctors?
He was ashamed.
He could have done that weeks ago.
He didn't want to ask for help. You of all people should know how that feels.
That was different.
Was it? You were completely out of control when you were gambling.
And when I was at my worst, you threw me out. My God, Shula, why is he so important to you? I didn't want him here in the first place.
I have to go.
Oh, Shula.
I don't know what you expect from me, Alistair. I stuck by you in the end, didn't I?
I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. I'm just worried about you, that's all.
I'll see you later.
Shula!
You weren't the one who found him, though.
No. I only realised what was happening when the ambulance arrived.
Right.
Although you did wonder, didn't you, Tom? Daryl could have been lying there when you came home.
I might have walked straight past him. I wasn't looking.
Well, why would you? I mean, even when Alistair came in to ask if we'd seen him, you simply don't think, do you?
No.
That a person one knows could be driven to do something so desperate. It makes everything seem rather trivial.
It does.
It's just terrible. Still, the show must go on, I suppose.
Yep.
Darkness and light is the purpose of the stage, after all. Tom, I wanted to thank you for agreeing to jump into Robin's shoes.
And Rob's.
Quite. I know Kirsty had to twist your arm.
Just a bit. It's still sore.
Well, I am most tremendously grateful.
No problem.
Anyway, I've called the two of you now so that we can run through the basic blocking. I'm sure if we work hard, we can get you up to speed.
I'll do my best.
Good. Take your places, then. Tom, your first entrance is upstage right.
OK.
And Kirsty.
Yeah, I know.
Marvellous. Let's make a start, then.
Daryl, it's me, Shula. If you can hear me... I just want you to know how sorry I am. Those things I said to you on Thursday evening, it was wrong of me. I know how hard it's been for you and how brave you've had to be. I can't imagine what it took to just get through a day. But if you thought that you were sparing us, that this is what we wanted you to do... Oh, Daryl. Everyone's thinking of you.
Oh, sorry.
Rosa, no, please, come back.
Dad, is he in a coma?
No, darling, he's just sleeping. Here, come and sit next to me.
What's that in his arm?
It's just a drip. It's helping him to get better. It's all right. Come and sit down.
No, I can't.
Rosa.
I'm sorry. I thought I could, but
no,
I can't.
No.
Not like this.
Don't leave. There's nothing to be scared of. Rosa!
Robin, what are you doing here?
Protecting your honour, Marion dear.
I don't need you to watch my back.
Is there a problem?
Sorry. No. Keep going.
Huh?
Your line.
Oh, right. I think you do from his attack. I know the type. They're rich and thick. He'll lure you to him
with a trick. Make promises and say he's true, but in the end won't care for you.
Stop it.
Yes, all right, all right. I really don't know what you're finding so amusing.
Oh, sorry, Linda, we're just being silly.
We?
Let's get the giggles out of our system, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Yeah, I'm trying.
And think about the meaning of this scene. Now, Tom, tell me what your objective is.
My objective? I'm trying to protect Marion from the sheriff.
To begin with, yes. And what else?
You're chatting me up.
Yes, he's wooing you, actually, Kirsty. But Marion believes she can look after herself. So, what is your obstacle, Kirsty? What's getting in the way of you being an independent woman?
I fancy the pants off him.
precisely. Now, if we concentrate on our character's inner motivation, we might not get quite so distracted by each other.
Sure.
We'll give it a go.
So, from the top again. Your line, Kirsty. Robin, what are you doing here?
Rosa, hold on. I only want to talk.
I'm not going back in there.
Just wait, please.
Look, I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
I know it's a shock seeing him like that. It looks worse than it is, though. Come on, come back inside.
I said I don't want to. He's done this deliberately.
Oh.
I told him I didn't want anything to do with him, so instead he swallows a load of pills.
No, honestly.
And it worked. Here I am.
That's not the reason.
So how come he's still alive then?
He was lucky.
Really? Because I bet if he'd have wanted to, he could have done it. Oh.
Your dad would never do anything to hurt you.
Oh, so what about Mum then? Was he trying to hurt her?
No.
Is this like some sort of revenge?
I don't know.
Is that what he's doing?
I can't tell you what he was thinking. What I do know, though, is that while your dad's been with me, he hasn't said one bad word about your mum, or you, or your sister. No, the only person Daryl hates is himself. Now, why don't we go in together? I'm sure if he woke up and saw
you... No!
I'll stay with you. You don't have to do it on your own.
I'm not letting him blackmail me anymore.
It's not blackmail.
He's not going to win.
Rosa. Well, if you change your mind, you know where I am. Have you got my number? You can call any time.
From noble birth to humble life, from silver spoon to civil strife, I've walked the path of rich and poor. I've robbed from some, I've given more. But there's one treasure I won't lose. My soul's delight, my sweetest muse. What's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. Thus our two hearts will so entwine. You've shown me there's no other way to love and honour, but maybe not obey. And so I bend upon my knee to ask, dear maid, please marry me. Was that all right?
All right. Oh, Tom, you've invested my words with such sincerity.
Oh.
You must have felt it, Kirsty.
Yeah.
Really?
It was exquisite. If you perform it like that on the night, there won't be a dry eye in the house.
Well, I just need to learn it now.
We can practice at home.
Good idea. Right, well, why don't we call it a day?
Already?
We're not going to top that, are we? And anyway, I have all these copies of Appetizing Ambridge to correct.
Fair enough.
Well, it might have been a long time coming, but our production finally has a heart.
Thanks, Linda.
What got into you?
Oh, nothing in particular. Was it that convincing?
You had me going.
So have you spoken to Rosa then?
No, Jamie texted me. It was him who invited her carol singing.
Oh, good lord. Beer?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, Fallon's organised it. She's raising money for a children's charity, so I said I'd tag along.
Oh, you should.
Sure Rosa will appreciate having her friends around her. Here you go.
Oh, Tar. Is that enough carrots?
Oh, yeah, plenty. Well, cheers then, Dan.
Cheers.
I thought you might be going teetotal, given what you were saying.
I didn't drink that much in Leeds, Dad.
Oh, yeah, if you say so.
And anyway, I've heard the stories of you at vet school.
Alistair, I'm home.
In here, Sheila.
Honestly, the amount they charge for that car park. I don't know how people are meant to afford it. It's extortionate.
Hey, Mum, I'm back.
Dan!
Surprised to see me, then?
No, no, of course not. Oh, welcome home, love. Oh, did you have a nice time?
Yeah.
We're just preparing dinner.
Yes, I can see.
Is there anything else that needs peeling, Dad?
No, no, don't think so. Dan's been telling me all about the nightlife up in Leeds.
How exciting.
Like a drink?
No, I've had so many cups of tea. I saw Daryl. He was asleep, but he doesn't look too bad, considering.
Well, that's good to hear.
They're keeping him under observation in case his liver isn't working properly. It could start to affect his brain function.
Shula.
And he's going to see a psychiatrist.
Shula. Dan and I have been talking, haven't we, Dan?
Oh, yes?
And although we feel for Daryl...
He can't come back here, Mum. What if he tries to kill himself again?
Now, listen.
He's crazy. Jamie told me what he did in the pub.
He's not a psychopath, Dan.
What? Smashing glasses? Attacking Rosa?
I think Jamie was exaggerating. But, you know, nothing's done any good so far. If anything, by interfering, we've just allowed him to fester. Daryl needs to stand on his own two feet.
This isn't something he can just snap out of, Alistair.
No, of course not.
Maybe thinking that makes you feel better.
Don't have a go at Dad. Nobody else wants anything to do with him. They can all see he's a leech.
Daniel!
And Dad's right. The doctors will deal with him. You said he's seeing a psychiatrist.
Exactly.
So leave it to the professionals.
Wow. You two really have been talking.
What? Because we agree.
Look.
We're worried about what this is doing to you. I mean, how do you think you're going to help Daryl anyway?
I don't know. I'll have to speak to the hospital. But you've got what you wanted. He won't be living here anymore.
So, you had a good time then?
Oh, wonderful, thank you, Will. I don't think I've ever seen an ocean so blue.
That right?
It's glorious. Oh, Rory, come on now. Stop distracting Mitch. Oh, honestly, trying to keep him entertained. It's lovely having him home from school, but they do have such long holidays.
Sure.
Rory, you listening? Will needs to finish dogging in.
Well, actually, I'm almost done.
Oh.
Yeah, Pete's covering me for the rest of the day. I'm helping Mum and Dad with the turkeys.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, I'd best get down there, actually.
That's all of you, is it? Your Mum, Dad and...
Yeah.
You do know that Brian's written to him. Ed, that is. We were both appalled when we heard what had happened.
Yeah, like I say, though. Well,
you had every right to be on that land, and that's exactly what Brian's put in his letter.
Good.
Morning.
Oh, Jess, hello.
Anyway, yeah.
Yes, don't let's hold you up.
Will, isn't it?
That's right.
Slowly learning everyone's names.
Right, well, I'll see you around then, Jennifer.
Yes, all right, then. Have a good day.
Bye.
Mitch, heel boy.
Sorry. I haven't interrupted, have I?
No, 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 don't worry. It's, well, it's a long story.
Oh?
Are you looking for Rob? Because, well, he's not with Brian.
No, no, I'm just out for a stroll. I was feeling so cooped up in the cottage. Thought I'd go for an explore.
I hear that congratulations are in order, though.
Your
new job? Well, it's really marvellous news.
Oh, thanks. I'm pretty chuffed.
Well, you must be. You've been waiting such a long time.
Yeah.
Rory! Oh, what on earth's he doing now? We're going this way!
Listen, I'll let you get on.
I'm sorry, Jess.
No, no, I've got things to do, cards to write, with the luxury of a bit of time on my hands.
Well, look, if you're at a loose end, I'll be back home in about an hour. Oh,
really, I'm fine.
No, no, don't be silly. No point in sitting around on your own. Come on over. It'd be nice to have a chat.
I
What's all this? Oh, sausage rolls.
And mince pies.
Wow.
There. Here's your tea, Joe. Can you manage with your gloves?
There's cake. Don't normally go to all this trouble.
Well, I reckon we could do with some Christmas cheer when we have our break. Now, you're going to sit down?
No, it's best to get out of the barn, get started.
Well, there ain't no rush. I mean, we might as well wait.
Yeah, will you be going back to milk this afternoon, didn't you?
No, Oliver's doing it. I told you that last week.
Well, of course you did that.
Excuse me, Edward. Just take your dad out a cup of tea. One for you on the side. One for your Mo.
Okay. What's going to Mum?
Hey?
All this grub hanging tinsel around the shed. Is she all right?
Well, she's only trying to make it nice, aren't you? Please, she's so happy.
Yeah, but...
Well, that's what's important.
Heard about Darren, I suppose.
It's
tragic, isn't it?
Yeah, your dad's talking about visiting him in hospital.
All right.
Not that I reckon you should. Nothing you can say to a man when he's in that state of mind. I've seen it too many times.
Sad, though.
Sometimes when life's taken everything you've ever cared about, you don't know how low you can sink. It's like there ain't no ground under your feet.
Yeah, I guess.
Best not dwell on it, though.
No.
In fact, there's something I should tell you, Edward, before Clary gets back.
Yeah? Well, what's that?
When I said Will won't come in today, that's what I thought at the time, but...
All right, Grandad. Oh, you look cosy. Ed?
What's he doing here?
Yeah, well, that's the thing I was...
I only agreed to come because I thought that he wasn't.
What? Didn't he know?
Well, did you?
Yes.
No, boys.
I decided to be the bigger man. Well, if you're still too small-minded,
No need for that. It was my mistake. I'd heard Will wasn't coming, and then he phoned up saying he changed his mind.
What, and you thought you'd keep that to yourself?
Well, I didn't want to disappoint your mother, and I hoped that once you was here... Then...
Well, I don't have to stay.
Not me neither.
All right. Now, look, you don't have to work together.
Obviously, but I...
And for the sake of your mother...
Here we all are. Bless you both for agreeing to help. It means a lot.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
I was saying to Edward, I made plenty of food. I've even bought some eggnog. I know how you like it, William.
Yeah. Ta.
We can have a lovely day all together. We can manage that, can't we?
So did you know him well then?
Darryl?
Oh, yes, a lovely chap. Oh, well, it's not the first time something like this has happened. Our head gamekeeper killed himself a few years ago.
How awful.
Yes, it was horrific. Helen was going out with him at the time.
Not the Helen I know.
Yes, my niece.
Oh, I'd no idea.
Well, it's not something she talks about. Oh, please don't mention it. It took her a long time to get over it.
Of course. I've dealt with a few cases in my work, you know. Families where someone's killed themselves.
Oh, yes, of course.
I just hope this guy's given the support he needs.
Oh, yes, indeed. Now, how are you finding things, Jess? You're getting to know the place?
Yeah, I think so. I had a little nose around town last week, popped into Ambridge Organics.
Yes.
And, what's the big department store called?
Oh, that's Underwoods. Oh, they've got some delightful things in there. Well, I bought these mugs, actually.
Oh, I was going to say, they're lovely. In fact, your whole house is gorgeous. I dream of having a place like this.
Well, maybe one day. And your cottage is very nice, though. It's small, but it's...
It's fine. We might not be there for much longer anyway.
Oh, really?
Rob wants to move.
Does he? Well, yeah. Well, I suppose you are only renting and...
That, and he doesn't want to live in Ambridge.
Why ever not?
Well, he goes on about it being too close to work. I really like it, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, you seem very keen to settle here. Well, come on, let's go through to the sitting room and we can have our coffee in there.
Right, there's four more for you.
Oh, right. Stick them down there.
There you go. That looks like you're struggling to keep up.
We're doing fine.
It wasn't a criticism.
You're peckish, love.
No, I'd better get back out there.
Oh, you must be freezing. Stay, get warmed up. Once we finish plucking these birds here, we'll stop and have a break.
Yeah, okay then.
Joe's been telling us how George is getting on with Bartleby. Isn't that right, Joe?
Oh, yeah. He's got a natural feel for it, I reckon. Put the tack on all by yourself.
He did?
Yeah, not a problem. Bartleby didn't even flick an ear.
Certainly enjoying himself.
Well, we took George skating yesterday, you know, over at Lower Larksley. They've got the ice rink there again this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're having a whale of a time. Couldn't get him off. Whizzing round and round.
Yeah, we said we'd take him over the holidays.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and he's seeing Father Christmas on Thursday at the grotto in town. Promised to give him a treat, you know.
Well, he's having a lovely time, isn't he? The two of you are really spoiling him.
Yeah. Oh, I need to go to the loo.
Yeah, I suppose I shouldn't leave Dad by himself.
Well, tell him to come inside. You can see how many birds we got to pluck.
No.
Best to get it over with, I reckon.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
There's no point drawing it out. Sooner we finish, the better.
Well, I can understand why you have mixed feelings.
Especially after living in Canada. It's all so spread out there. The farm we were on, it was 50 kilometres to the nearest town.
Oh, really?
And even the people I saw day to day, they were all people Rob worked with.
Well, yes, of course. There you are.
Ah, thanks.
Well, it does sound very isolated. I'm sorry you're having problems, Jess.
Well, Rob's right, in a way. It isn't as if I've been here long, and there are plenty of other nice places.
But if you like it in Ambridge, though...
Oh, I really do.
And he's absolutely determined not to stay.
He's already started looking at houses.
Has he? Oh, gosh. Oh, well, these things can take a long time, I suppose. You might as well make yourself at home while you're here, though.
I guess.
In fact...
What?
It's just an idea, but why don't you throw a party? It's the time of year.
A party?
Well, yes, I'm not suggesting a grand affair, just drinks with a few people from the village. And if Rob enjoys himself, he might start to see what he'd been missing.
Well, it's a thought. I wouldn't know who to invite, though.
Oh, well, that's easy. I can help you with that.
Or would you really, Jennifer?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes, I'll make sure you meet all the right people.
Well, go on then, you first.
What's your problem?
Just hang the turkeys up, will you? And like either of us want a beer.
You know, you're unbelievable, Ed. You kill a man's dog and then act like you're the one what's our dumb boy.
Don't start,
always please. Got to play the victim.
I'm not playing anything. I know what I did. If you honestly think that I'd shoot Baz on purpose and you're a bigger idiot than I thought.
Yeah?
Yeah, you always have been.
You reckon? Well, not what George thinks.
Hey?
He's upset, Ed. He knows who was holding the gun.
Get lost.
He knows who pulled the trigger.
Don't shut your mouth!
Get off me! What are you doing?
William! You in there? Oh! Everything all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just hanging the turkeys, Mum.
I wondered if you wanted some of that eggnog now, have a proper break. Since we're making such good progress.
Okay.
Edward?
Yeah, why not?
Ray! Oh, you two have been working so hard. I wanted to say thank you for putting your differences aside.
Mum...
I know it ain't easy. But you've been so mature. I'm ever so proud.
Yeah, well...
It's no problem.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, and I wanted to check. We will be seeing both of you on Christmas Day. I know you're having lunch with Neil and Susan, Edward.
Yeah, that's right.
But I mean later, in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be so nice for George.
Yeah, of course.
Sure,
of course.
Whatever.
Well, the eggnog's waiting for you.
All right, Mum.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there in a minute. Listen, Ed.
What?
I don't care what you think of me.
Good.
And I'll even pretend for Mum. But George, though, he hates you.
So, have you had anyone else visit?
Darryl?
What? Besides you?
Well, how about the psychiatrist, then? I thought they were going to talk to you about your problems.
Can you draw the curtains?
Sorry?
Please.
Okay. If it makes you feel better. Are you using the TV card I bought you?
Yeah, a bit.
Good. I know it's only a distraction. So, the psychiatrist. Have you seen him?
Her.
Right. And what did she say?
Just asked a load of questions. Ticked some boxes.
Well, she must have said more than that.
She stuck me on antidepressants. Said I can go to my doctors for counselling.
So she doesn't want to keep you in, then?
Send me to the loony bin, you mean?
No.
I'm not mad, Shula. I did what I did because my life's not worth living. No pill's going to cure that.
Well, I expect they'd take a while to kick in. Oh, Darryl, I know you must feel at rock bottom, but honestly, this won't be forever. Have they told you how much longer you'll be here?
Not sure. A couple of days.
What about your liver? They were worried about toxins building up in your system.
I don't know.
Have they said anything else?
It's all just words. They don't want me here any more than I do.
What are you talking about?
Wasting their time on some loser who wants to be dead anyway.
Oh, Darryl, come on.
Taking a bed off someone who needs it. I mean, what's the point? It's not what I wanted. When I was taking the paracetamol, I actually felt calm, Shula. For the first time, it was something I could do, and now
listen.
I mean, why bother? What's going to happen when they kick me out?
Rosa came to see you on Sunday. You were asleep, but I spoke to her.
What did she say?
Well, she found it all quite distressing. It's good she wanted to see you, though.
Good?
Yes. She's worried.
I can't do anything
right.
And yes,
she's upset and angry.
Does she hate me? I mean, she must do. All I've done is hurt her. Oh,
and you'd have hurt her a damn sight more if you'd actually succeeded. Think how she would have felt then. How would any of us have felt?
Shula, I thought I recognised your voice.
Oh, Neil.
And look who's awake.
Right.
Well, you got yourself in a pretty pickle, huh? How are you doing?
Linda?
Oh, Caroline. Can I help you?
You haven't seen the balloons for the Christmas ball, have you?
Balloons? No.
Companies say we've received them.
Oh.
There's not a delivery note back yet? Sure we haven't, though.
No, Caroline, honestly, there's nothing.
No, well, I'll have to get on to them later. I can't do it now. Everything okay?
Yes, just sorting out the post.
Oh, good. Oh, by the way, Kathy's been in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Readles don't need her to work out her notice, so she's starting next week.
Oh, right.
I hadn't budgeted for her to join us till January, but as we're so busy...
Oh, that's marvellous.
Oh. What's that under there?
Caroline, no, it's...
Christine Barford's glorious ginger scones.
Oh, dear. I had a few spare minutes, Caroline. I know I shouldn't, but with all these copies of Appetizing Ambridge to correct... You wouldn't believe how long it takes to change tablespoon to teaspoon. Never mind doing it neatly. And I've so little time of my own. What with Rob dropping out of the play.
Yes, all right, Linda.
Well, I know, but I simply couldn't forgive myself if anyone else put excess ginger in their scones.
All right, but now is not the appropriate time or place.
No.
You're at work.
Yes.
So, put the cookbooks away, please.
Right.
I hope you're not laughing at me.
Would we?
If I'd yanked my nose any harder, I might have ended up in the bed next to you.
I doubt it.
I still don't understand how you managed to catch your thumb up your nose.
Well, I got distracted calling the method. We were making such a dog's dinner of it.
Well, it's difficult.
I put my face too close to the sally and up it went.
Ouch.
You shouldn't get so impatient. I'm sure we'll have mastered it by New Year.
Well, we'd better... At least that's got you smiling again, that's something.
Not that I've got any right to.
Hey, no, none of that. I reckon you're allowed.
Yes. Right, well...
Ah, yep. Looks like visiting time's over. Now, you go easy on yourself. Listen to what the doctors are telling you.
Absolutely.
I ain't got much choice, have I? Not till they give me my marching orders.
And no talking like that, neither.
No, you don't need to worry. We'll be there for you.
Yes, of course we will. Right, I'll see you then.
Yeah.
I'll try and make it in tomorrow.
Well, you know, if you can't...
No, it'll just depend on work.
Yeah. Bye, Daryl.
Bye.
Oh, he's looking a lot better.
Do you think?
Well, compared to when I saw him at the weekend.
Yes, I suppose. Although, in a way, I wish it were more serious.
More serious?
Well, antidepressants and a bit of short-term counselling. Daryl needs more help than that.
Yes, I see what you mean.
And as for where he's going to go when they discharge him, I spoke to the nurse on the desk. She says social services will find him something.
Oh, right, okay.
That's what we've been trying to do for weeks, and we haven't got anywhere.
No, well...
I can't see how he's going to cope on his own anyway.
Yeah, but he's not on his own. I mean, he hasn't just got you. He's got me as well, and Alan. And there are plenty of people who'll support him.
Do you think?
Yes, of course. He's ill, Shula, and you can't fix that any more than if he'd broken his leg.
I suppose. Oh, Neil.
You okay?
Yes. It's just nice to have someone who understands.
Hey, now, come on.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. You're the one who's taken the brunt of this. You've been amazing.
But even so...
Look, I'll get in touch with social services, see if I can find out what's happening.
Oh, would you?
Yes, of course.
They must have to do something for him.
Yeah, you'd have thought that
I mean, surely they...
But I'll deal with it, Shula. Okay, leave it to me. You've done plenty already.
Hello, Robert. I'm home. Oh, what a day. You wouldn't mind cooking dinner, would you? I haven't long until I need to leave for rehearsal. Robert, thought we could have lamb chops with quinoa. Ah, so you are in.
Lindy.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard.
I would do it myself, but I've still got all these books to amend.
Nah, it's fine. I'll cook.
I tried to do some on reception.
Linda...
Caroline gave me a ticking off.
It's not that.
I was mortified. But they need to go back on sale ASAP.
Well, of course.
Really is the last thing I need.
Well, actually, there is something
One piece of good news, though. Kenton's persuaded Sabrina and Lillian to be in the play.
Lillian?
Yes, I don't know how he did it. At least we have enough merry women now.
Oh, that's fantastic. Linda, we...
Oh, what is it, Robert? I need to get her.
We have a visitor. She's in the living room.
Oh, who?
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Leonie.
You sure you don't mind, Caroline?
No. I was just about to treat myself to a glass of wine. Can I tempt you?
Oh, yes, please. A large one.
So, how are things? What's happening with Daryl?
It looks as though he's damaged his liver. They're just not sure how badly yet.
Okay. Not good.
And emotionally, well, he's still in a very dark place.
Yeah. What about you? How are you bearing up?
Oh, I'm getting there. Neil was at the hospital today. He's going to speak to social services. See what accommodation they can find for him.
You're not having him back, then?
Oh, no, we couldn't. Apart from anything else, Alistair and Dan wouldn't stand for it. And they're right.
Well, I'm pleased. It's too much for you to cope with.
Yes. And what happens to Daryl, though?
There you go.
Thanks. It's one thing getting a roof over his head. Putting his life back together's quite another.
What about his family? Have they been to see him?
Rosa turned up at the hospital on Sunday.
Was she?
Yeah, but in the end, she couldn't bring herself to see him.
How much chance of a reconciliation, then?
You wouldn't have thought so, when you consider how things have been between them. I mean, last week she told him he wasn't even her father.
Really?
That's what pushed him over the edge, amongst other things.
Right.
Frankly, I'm amazed she came to the hospital at all.
Oh, she must be feeling so mixed up. As you say, there's obviously part of her that wants to see him.
Yes, perhaps. Oh, I don't know, Caroline. It just seems so hopeless. Neil's right. We can give Daryl all the practical support. But if he doesn't feel he has a reason to live...
Well, that's not something you can give him.
No. No, I suppose not.
It's okay, love.
I'm sorry.
No, take your time.
So what were you and James arguing about?
He wouldn't take off the towel.
What?
The one on his head?
Yes. Oh. Everyone else had gone to so much effort. Jasper had come as a tin soldier. Cecilia looked literally divine in her angel costume.
I'm going to tissue.
And then there's James and his smelly old dressing gown with a tea towel wrapped around his head holding an inflatable sheep.
Well, that's better than nothing.
It was from a stag party.
Oh, one of those.
And of course, you know, everyone thought he was hilarious. They're all laughing. It was supposed to be a sophisticated evening, though. I'm just sick of him belittling me all the time.
No, I know.
I hardly ever see my closest friends anymore. They're all married and living in Reigate and Guildford
Leonie?
And James just spoils everything!
Well, it does sound rather juvenile, but it was only a party.
It wasn't only a party. It's everything about our relationship.
Now, Kate.
He won't take anything seriously.
Linda didn't mean it like that, did you, Lindy?
No, not exactly.
I just hate to see you upset. Come on. I expect you just need some space. Does James know you're here?
No, I don't want him to.
All right.
Oh, God, look, my mascara's running.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Oh, except... Oh, nothing, it's just the tissues.
I'll go and wash my face.
I'm sorry, but the sofa's so hard to clean.
It's fine. In fact, Dad, do you mind if I have a bath?
No, of course not. You know where everything is.
Thanks.
Go and relax. This home is yours for as long as you need it. Dearie me.
Robert.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lindy. I know you've got things to do, but honestly, James is just the bitter end.
The whole thing seems ridiculous, if you ask me. Tin men blow up sheep.
No, I know.
How many more times are they going to have these silly tiffs?
Well, you don't honestly believe this is just to do with a fancy dress party.
Why, don't you? Well, I don't mean to dismiss her, Robert, but when we're so busy with important things like the play...
Look, I don't know what's
the
matter.
She's got all these friends in Reigate and Guildford. Why can't you go to them?
Because she came here. I'm sorry, Linda,
now, Robert,
but she needs us, and here's precisely where she's going to stay.
I was worried you might be coming down with something, that's all.
No, Gran, I'm fine.
You do look rather tired.
It is Christmas. The shop's getting busy.
I know.
And now that Tom's in the panto, I'm doing some of his jobs.
So I heard. Wasn't your friend Rob playing Robin Hood?
Yeah, that's right.
What happened?
Not sure, to be honest. I think he was just too busy as well.
Oh, that's a shame. Nobody has any time these days.
Well, speaking of which, Henry needs his supper.
Oh, well, it was lovely to see you.
You too, Gran.
And make sure you have some rest. We don't want those eyes getting any darker.
Helen, hold on. Don't go yet.
Jess.
Save me walking all the way to the farm. For you. It's an invitation.
Oh.
We're throwing a party. I popped yours through the letterbox, Mrs. Woolley. It's a getting to know you sort of thing. Jennifer suggested it.
Oh, right.
She helped me put the guest list together. In fact, Helen...
Yes?
I've been wondering, does Ambridge Organics deliver?
No, not really. Why?
Well, we're going to need food. And the stuff in your shop all looks so lovely. You know, the cheeses and the quiches and the pies. And with some of your salad...
Well, we only normally deliver the veg boxes.
It wouldn't be too difficult, though, would it?
No, but...
And we would be ordering quite a bit. If it's going to be a problem, though...
Oh, I'm sure you could manage something.
Yes, I suppose.
Well, I'll leave you to it. It's getting rather chilly. When's the party, Jess?
Next Thursday.
I'll check the calendar, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Great.
Bye, Helen.
Oh, bye, Gran. Take care.
So, what do you think?
Okay.
Really? Oh, thank you, Helen. You're an angel. Originally, it was only meant to be a small drinks party, but then Jennifer suggested all these people I ought to invite.
Did she?
We're going to have a packed house. Fun, though.
Yeah. Sounds brilliant.
You will be able to come, won't you?
It's fine. I'll probably head home now anyway.
It's just because of Linda. I thought if we're there bang on time, she might not keep us too late.
Don't worry. I hadn't forgotten the rehearsal.
Tom?
Look, I need to go. I'll see you in a bit, yeah?
Okay.
Love you.
Love you too.
Evening, Gran.
What are you doing here? You haven't been waiting for me, have you?
No, no. Actually, I was just about to go. That was Kirsty wondering where I am.
Oh, well, I'm here now.
Oh, well, it's all right. It can wait.
What can?
Nothing. Nothing serious, I mean. Well, it is kind of serious, but...
Tom?
I just wanted to talk something over with you.
Well, don't leave me guessing, for goodness sake. Kirsty doesn't lead you back straight away, does she?
No, I suppose not.
Come on, then. Come inside. What on earth can be so mysterious?
Hi, Helen. I got your text. You're late in here.
Yeah, told Dad I'd finished the veg boxes for him. He'd been out all day, he was exhausted.
That was nice of you. What's up?
Oh, I can't believe it.
What's happened?
Jess. She's throwing a party.
Oh, that.
So you know, then?
Only because there was an invitation at home. I don't reckon I'll be going.
No.
And you don't have to either.
She wants me to provide the food. She's going to come into the shop tomorrow.
Oh, God. Well, I'll be there anyway, if you want me to deal with her.
It's not that so much.
So what is it, then?
Oh, I might just be able to stand it if she just kept herself to herself. All this showing off to the village. Now that she wants my help with it... I mean, I don't want it to be a success, do I? What says she and Rob can flaunt what a perfect couple they are?
Helen, look, I'm not saying it's easy, but I thought you wanted to move on.
I do. I do. I know he's with Jess.
But you still want to sabotage her party?
I don't want to sabotage it, but I can't just turn my feelings off.
Getting upset isn't going to change anything either. Jess is having this party, whether you help her or not. You might as well take her money. And then tell her you can't find a babysitter. Leave it at that.
Yeah, I guess.
Keep your distance. It's the only thing you can do.
Why wait? I think it's a wonderful idea.
You do?
Of course you should ask Kirsty to marry you.
I just thought you might think it was too soon.
You're hardly strangers.
Well, that's true.
If anything, you've been given a second chance.
Yeah. If only I hadn't messed it up the first time round.
Now, Tom, it's no use looking at it like that. I used to wonder the same thing about Jack.
How do you mean?
Well, if I'd accepted his first proposal, we could have had 16 years more marriage.
Right.
But then I'd only recently been widowed, and he'd just got divorced. Wasn't the right time. The point is, you and Kirsty have found each other again. That has to tell you something.
Well, I know how I feel. And I'm pretty sure Kirsty feels the same.
Well, you won't know until you ask.
No.
Just don't do it while she's busy working.
I wasn't planning to.
Jack asked me at Grey Gables. He claimed he couldn't hold back, although I suspect he hoped I'd say yes just to get him out of my way.
Cran!
Not that it mattered. The timing was right, you see.
So you really don't regret not marrying Jack sooner?
Oh, I don't know, Tom. If I could guarantee we'd have been as happy as we were then, yes, I suppose so. But then so many things could have been different.
Sure.
The important thing is to cherish the time you're given.
Oh, Gran, don't get upset.
No. No, that's what I resent, though. Watching Jack's memories disappear. It isn't not having more of them. Oh, dear, I am sorry.
Don't be daft.
You seize the moment, Tom. Do what your heart tells you and you won't go wrong.
Thanks, Gran. You okay?
Oh, I'm just being a silly old woman. Of course I'm all right.
First things first, I need to buy a ring.
Yes, indeed. If you're doing it properly, it should be a month's wages.
Oh, right.
Have you got anything in mind?
A diamond. I want it to be special, though. It's not like I pay myself much.
And Kirsty knows that. She won't expect you to spend a fortune.
No, I know, but...
You're building a life together. In 15, 20 years' time, when you've a successful business
and a family, you'll be able to look at that ring and it'll remind you of how hard you've both worked for it.
I hope so.
That's the real value. Just make sure it sparkles.
Helen's doing the catering. What did you ask her for?
I thought you'd approve. It's supporting a local business.
Well, yeah, all right,
and
but...
And since things are a bit awkward between the two of you...
Awkward?
Rob, I did notice the atmosphere when we saw her in the pub. And you told me yourself she has an issue with intensive farming.
Oh.
I just thought it might help to build bridges. We've got to buy food for the party from somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. How did that happen?
What are you talking about? We discussed it.
No, we didn't. You said you might invite a few people over for drinks.
And you said it was a nice idea.
Yes, a nice idea. Does that mean I expected you to invite the whole village?
That's not how you said it.
Oh, so how did I say it?
I need to start dinner.
Jess.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I do. Why are you so keen to have this party anyway?
Well, this is great. Linda pesters us to be here on time, and then she's the one who's late.
She's normally really punctual. Perhaps something came up.
Maybe. Perhaps we should give Kenton a ring.
Hmm?
He could come down here and give us a reworking of Linda's script, which she could then reverse. Kirsty?
Oh, sorry. I was thinking about something else.
Oh, yeah? Penny for them?
You'll have to pay me more than that.
Kenton's right, you know. The script does need livening up. And he's changing his lines. He's doing all those ad-libs.
He can get away with it, though.
Why? Because he's the villain?
No, because of last year, playing the Lord of Misrule. Linda might be precious, but she knows when she's got a star turn.
Oh, star turn? Hang on. I'm Robin. I'm the lead. At this rate, everyone's going to be rooting for Kenton. So, maybe my part needs sexing up a bit. I should be swashbuckling and dare-doing. I need to be able to sweep Maid Marian off her feet.
Mm.
Instead, I'm just dull.
Well, you can't have everything.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, only teasing.
Don't you think I can do it? I can be dashing.
I know you can.
I can be spontaneous.
I know. No, I wasn't thinking about you.
So who were you thinking about?
Rob and Helen.
Oh.
You see, you've heard it all before. Oh, but she's still so clearly obsessed with him. Oh, I just wish you could see him for what he really is.
That's Helen for you.
Of all the people to fall in love with.
Right, that's it. I can't wait any longer.
Tom, what are you doing?
Come on, Marian, up onto the stage.
Why?
There's no point in prevaricating. We don't need Linda to rehearse, do we?
Rob, could I get to the oven, please?
Just answer the question. Did we agree we were going to move or not?
I don't see what that's got to do with the party.
Because if we are moving soon, there's not much point having one.
Other than it might be nice.
You don't even know half the people you've invited. Or is that part of the scheme?
Oh, so I've got a scheme now.
Look, if you don't want to leave Ambridge, I'd rather you just said. No, I would. But instead you get all passive-aggressive, like you always do. I mean... How am I supposed to know what you actually want if you won't just tell me?
All right then, Rob. No, I don't want to move. That was your idea. I'm happy in Ambridge. I told you so.
When?
Last week. Don't pretend you've forgotten.
I remember you saying it would be easier to live nearer to Felpersham and not so close to the dairy.
No, that's what you said.
And you agreed. Just like we agreed, it didn't matter where we lived as long as we were part of a community. So that's what I've been doing. I found houses in Netherbourne and Websterbridge.
I know.
Well, you said you liked them.
They're nice houses.
So, why am I being made to feel like I'm in the wrong? All I'm doing is trying to make a future for us. And meanwhile, you're faffing about with guest lists and canapes.
Fine. Well, I've told you now. You know how I feel.
Yes, now I do.
So what do you want to do? I've posted all the invitations. Are you saying we should cancel?
Well, we can't, can we? Not now the whole of Ambridge thinks it's happening.
Then I don't know why we're arguing. It's done now. We're just going to have to go ahead.
David and I are out and about anyway. And you're sure she doesn't want a lift?
No, she's shaking her head.
Right. Okay, then, I probably won't see you till we're back from Budapest.
No. Well, have a fantastic time.
Thanks, I'm sure we will. Oh, and, Shula, before I go, have you had an invitation to Jess and Rob's party?
Yeah. Why? Are you going?
Oh, I suppose we should really. Be rude not to.
Oh, well, we might see you there, then.
You may indeed. Bye, Shula.
Yep, okay. Bye.
Everything okay?
Yep, she just wanted to check how I was doing. Ah. But how come you don't want a lift to Lower Loxley? Worried David might get wind of your plans?
Plans?
Oh, yes, hello, Topper. For their anniversary do.
Oh, no, not really.
Mum?
It's nothing. It's just that Ruth took me to the optician's last week, and she keeps pestering me about making a doctor's appointment.
And quite right, too. I don't know why you haven't done it yet, either.
And I'm going to, after Christmas. Ruth does make heavy weather of it, though.
So who is driving you?
Jim. In fact, he's probably waiting for me now.
Oh, Topper, be patient. I think he wants his exercise.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry I missed Dan. It would have been nice to see him. Especially now you've got the place back to yourselves. Now, Shula,
I told you, Mum.
You can't be expected to share your home with someone like Darryl.
Yes, I know that.
He needs to sort his problems out himself.
And he also needs somewhere to live. Social services still haven't told Neil if they've found him somewhere.
Then they won't discharge him.
Which is what I'm hoping to find out.
Oh, Shula, honestly.
Mum, I just want to make sure he's settled, that's all. If I can do that, then I'll feel I've done enough.
George did what?
He kicked Father Christmas. Ugh. And then he dashed out of the grotto, past all the other mums queuing up with all their kids.
You are joking.
And you know what they're like in Underwoods. They thought I taught him those words.
Right.
He must have picked them up in the playground.
How come he was so upset?
He said he didn't want a present from Santa. All he wants is Baz back. I told him if he didn't start to behave, I'd ring you.
Well, what did you do that for?
I was embarrassed. I had to apologise to an elf.
Okay.
And now he's sitting next to the escalator, sulking.
Look, I can't talk now.
But Ed?
I saw Shula going into the bottling shed just before you called. I need to see what she wants. Plus, I need to get on with the milking.
Oh, well, I'll deal with it on my own, shall I?
I'm sorry. Don't be too hard on him, though, eh? Look, we'll talk about it when we all get home.
Yes, I know. But I thought that now you've had a few days...
I told you, I don't want to see him.
Yes, but your dad won't be in hospital much longer. His liver's only slightly damaged, thank goodness.
Great. So he got away with it.
But he's still going to need lots of support... If you could just speak to him, Rosa, even if it's only for 5 minutes, I think it would make all the difference.
I can't.
You were going to on Sunday.
And I couldn't then either. Aren't you listening?
Well, let's try it again.
Just get off my back.
Rosa.
You're as bad as he is.
Well, what's going on? Is everything all right in here?
Oh, yes, thank you, Ed. I just wanted to have a word.
Rosa?
It's fine. Yeah, we're just talking.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, then. She is here to work, though, Shula.
I know. I'm sorry, Ed. I won't take long. Listen, Rosa. Let me say my piece and you can get on. All right?
Well, go on then.
Your dad's been very ill. But he's getting the help he needs now. He's started taking antidepressants and he's going to get counselling. That won't be enough, though. He needs something to hope for. Like his family.
It's his fault he hasn't got a family.
I know.
It's because of him we left.
And I know I've no right to ask you. I'm certainly not asking you to forgive him. Say what you've said to me, if you like. Tell him you won't see him again until he's sorted himself out. Just as long as he knows that one day you and he might be able to have a relationship. And maybe your sister too. Look, I'll be at the hospital later, if you'd like to come along.
I don't know.
Well, thanks for hearing me out anyway. He's not a bad man, Rosa. Just a damaged one.
So, where next?
We've got topside for Mrs. Maitland and some brisket for the Phelps.
Uh-huh. Penny Hassett, then.
Ruth?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, sorry, it's a text from Pip. Oh. She's at the services.
Oh, right. Well, she won't be too much longer then.
An hour and a half?
Well, maybe two.
Oh, I can't wait. It's just a shame we're not going to see much of her.
Well, we don't have to go to Budapest if you don't want to. We could stay on the farm and watch Pip do all the hard work.
No, Budapest sounds better.
Yeah, I agree. Look, there's Jim and his Riley.
Oh, yeah.
Go on. It's all right. No, you go first. Oh, I wouldn't like to be driving around in that old thing. Not with those headlights.
Hang on. Who's that in the passenger seat? It's your mother!
She even want to go to the party. It's not as if she knows Rob or Jess that well.
Oh, yeah, you know what Mum's like, though.
And we haven't been invited either.
No, but Chris and Alice have. And Mum's asked people in the shop. Mike and Vicky haven't been invited. Or anyone else in your family.
So?
So, they've obviously been quite picky. It's a shame. I thought Jess seemed quite down to earth. Apparently not, though.
Who cares? It sounds like a boring party anyway.
Ed, don't put your plate there. What? You're going to get crumbs on George's costume.
Oh, sorry.
Did you even ask if you could have a scone?
Your mum said that I was allowed one.
And you're not going to change first?
I'll have a shower in a minute. Anyway, I'm starving. They smell really good. Are they from the cookbook?
Yeah, they're Christine Barford's ginger ones. Hey, hold that for me.
Huh?
I need to make sure the sleeves are the same length. Although I don't know why I'm bothering. George's in such a mood. It's not like he's even interested in being a shepherd.
No. When's the crib service again?
Christmas Eve. You put that in your phone?
Well, I'm just thinking. It's still in for a while, is it?
And what? You reckon he can't stay in a mood till then?
No, not if he's got a new puppy, if that's what he wants.
What new puppy? What are you talking about?
Well, we've got to do something, Em. George, he's not got over it. I think he still blames me. And after what Will said...
Oh, don't listen to Will.
Well, he's right, though. How else am I going to make it up to him?
Ed, he didn't want a puppy. He wants Baz.
Yeah, but that would change. I mean, think about it. You know he'd love it. And he'd soon forget about Baz. This dog would be his.
So you'd want him to have it here?
Well, no, we'd have to talk to Susan and Neil.
Yeah,
but...
too right. Mum wasn't even exactly keen on having the guinea pig.
No, but...
And who's going to look after it?
Well, George.
During the day? Mum wouldn't want it shut in the house. She's bad enough about you and Dad and your mucky overalls.
Yeah.
And there's no way you're taking a dog to the farm.
All right.
Well, is there?
At least give the idea a chance. Eh?
I'm just saying, Ed, it's not that simple.
No, but it would make him happy, wouldn't it?
Of course it would. Well, we'll have to work on Mum, though.
Well, she knows how upset George has been. And if we explain that she won't have to do anything...
Yeah, but still...
She'll come round, won't she?
We'll see.
Oh,
Ed, what's the matter?
No, it's a scone. It's disgusting. What's she put in this?
How are you feeling? Okay?
No, not really.
You'll be fine. When I saw your dad yesterday, he was looking much better. Just remember, you only have to stay as long as you want.
Good.
He'll be so pleased to see you, though.
So where is he?
Hmm?
Well, that's his bed, isn't it? It's not him in it.
No, I don't know.
Forget it.
Oh, don't be silly. You've come this far. They must have moved him. I'll go and ask.
What's the matter? Don't you like my driving?
No, it's not that, Ruth.
Or is it just Jim's car you prefer?
No, I just don't want to impose. You and David have got so much to do, you don't want to be driving me around all the time.
Oh, I'm only teasing, Jill.
I honestly didn't mean anything by it.
I know. We thought it was funny. Your face was a picture.
Was it really? Well...
Oh, how did it go? You were coming back from Elizabeth's.
Yes. Everything's in hand for your anniversary, though she did want me to check the buffet. You do like samosas, don't you?
Love them.
And what about wine? Merlot or Rioja?
I'll let her decide. Sorry, David's coming. Well, I guess we'll see you next week then. Don't let the boys eat too much junk food.
No, I won't. And Bert's on standby to give Pip a hand if she needs it.
Is that Mum?
Tell her we're on to her and Jim.
Did you hear that, Jill?
I did. Bye then, love. Have a wonderful trip.
Yeah, bye.
And you tell me you were packing.
I am. I can do two things at once, you know. Mm. Unlike some people.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
David, the holiday hasn't started yet. And you still need to pack. I want to get it done before Pip arrives.
Oh, just think. This time tomorrow, we'll be strolling along the banks of the Danube, relaxing in the thermal baths, walking on Brian's famous cobbles.
In me flat shoes.
Oh, let's just hope it was worth waiting 25 years.
Oh, good. You're still here.
You've been ages. Have you found him?
No.
So where is he?
Rosa.
What's happened?
Sit back down. I'm sorry, sweetheart, but I've spoken to a nurse.
And?
And it seems your dad's discharged himself. He was well enough to leave, so they couldn't stop him.
What?
He gave them your address, though. Maybe he's gone there.
My address? But Mum won't let him in.
Could you ring her?
She'll tell him to get lost. He knows that.
He must have wanted to see you and Anna.
No. No way.
It's possible.
No, it's not. He just uses that as an excuse.
Well, okay.
He doesn't care.
We'll find him somehow, though. Before he does anything stupid.
I don't want to find him.
Oh, Rosa.
It's always the same. When I was a kid, I'd wait up for him to come back from the pub. The time I won a gymnastics competition, he never turned up. Do you know why?
No.
Because he was banged up. He'd just been arrested.
Oh.
He does this every time. And I told myself it wouldn't happen again. But you persuaded me.
All right, I know.
I actually started to think things were going to change, but I was right all along.
I'm so sorry.
It's not down to you. That's what I'm saying. You've tried to help him, and look how he's thrown it back in your face.
Rosa.
He's not worth it, Shula.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get on with my life. And that's what you should do too.
Jill, I'm so sorry. I know Christine's scone recipe goes back generations.
To be honest, Linda, I think it came from one of Doris's housekeeping journals.
Oh, dear. Worse and worse. I had no intention of besmirching her memory.
Don't be daft. Wasn't it obvious not to use so much ginger?
Well, not to Jess it wasn't, or Susan. And one puts one's faith in a recipe. It undermines the whole purpose if it can't be trusted.
I thought it was to raise money for the organ.
Yes, that too, Lillian.
Well, never mind.
I tried so hard to track down every copy of Appetizing Ambridge, too. But this week's been such a whirlwind.
Honestly, Linda, it doesn't matter.
So, Jill, David and Ruth got off all right, did they?
Yes, fine. They left for the airport in the early hours.
Ah, good.
And Pip's back from Yorkshire, of course. So she's home for Christmas now.
Lovely.
What about you? Will James be visiting?
Yes. Although we haven't pinned any details yet.
Unless
you know better, Linda. I presume he and Leonie are coming over together.
Well, now you mention it, I'm not entirely sure.
No. Oh, dear. Those two, they do expect everyone else to revolve around them.
Although, actually...
Jill! Sorry to keep you waiting.
Don't worry. Jim and I are off to town.
Yes, and I ought to get going too.
Oh, well then...
Matt's cooking, by which I mean he's probably called the Chinese takeaway. I better check he's ordered something vaguely healthy. Take care now.
Yes, you too. Linda, is something wrong?
Wrong? No. I'll see her at rehearsal this evening. Bye then.
Yes, bye.
Evening, Linda.
Jim.
So, are we all ready then?
Why, thank you, kind sir.
My pleasure, madam. Where to?
So, is that from the freezer, then?
You said I could help myself.
Yes, I know, but... Oh, never mind.
What?
Oh, that ice cream was meant for the Christmas pudding, but I can always buy some more.
Oh, would you? Oh, thanks, Linda. Oh, you can't beat ice cream. It's better than therapy.
I'll tell Pat the next time I see her. So, what have you been doing with yourself all day?
Not a lot. I've been feeling so unwell I didn't get up till late.
What about work? You still telling them you're off sick, Leonie?
Yes. Yes.
I don't think you can get signed off for a broken heart. At some point you're going to have to go back.
Could you pass me my phone?
Oh.
You tidied it up.
Yeah, you are.
It's probably only James. He hasn't stopped pestering me.
Well, if it is, maybe you should speak to him.
Ugh, delete.
Wait, was that him?
Have I claimed back my PPI yet? Oh. Wish I could claim back the last few years of my life instead.
Oh, now, Leonie, there's no need to be so melodramatic. You're only feeling this way because you've been cooped up inside. Why don't you go out for a walk?
I can't.
Say hello to the llamas.
I told you, what if I'm spotted?
Oh, well then, so be it. But this can't go on indefinitely. James is going to find out where you are eventually.
Yes, but not yet, though.
And I'd quite like to be able to have some people over. Have you thought about Christmas? You do realise Lillian's expecting the two of you together.
I don't know.
People are making plans. You need to decide about James one way or the other.
I said I don't know. I'm sorry. I wish I did.
Leonie.
But I don't.
Leonie. Oh, what did I say?
Jim, where's your Yuletide spirit? You're such an old Scrooge.
There's absolutely no point in people giving me presents I neither need nor desire. Alistair doesn't mind.
Are you sure about that?
Absolutely. We both buy what we want. Then we exchange, wrap each other's gifts, all ready to go under the tree and the palaver of Christmas Day.
Oh, and you don't think you'd ever enjoy a surprise?
A pair of socks or a bottle of whiskey is not a surprise. And yet another book by a TV historian is a positively bad one.
Well, in that case, you might as well hand me something from your bag, and that can be my present to you.
Be my guest.
Fine. I'm still not telling you what I want, though.
Jill, have some pity.
No. I want to see what you come up with.
Oh, honestly.
Now, who else do we need to buy for?
Well, I need to find something for Jazza.
Any ideas?
A bottle of whiskey, I thought. And before you say anything, this is quite different. For all of his Gallic charm, Jazza knows nothing about Highland malts. I'm educating him.
If you say so. Anyone else?
No, that's it. You?
Oh, yes. Here's my list. There's Chris, Peggy, Pip, Adam and Ian, though I think I know what I'm getting them, Tom, Tony, Jolie.
All right.
And I want to buy a little something for everyone on my team at the village shop.
Oh, we'd better get on with it then. Where should we start?
There's an accessory shop on Frygate. I thought I might get something pretty for Pip.
Fine.
It's not very far.
Hold on. Is that Daryl?
Where?
The drunken singing.
Sorry, I can't see. Even with my new glasses.
Anyway, now the police are moving him on. Maybe it's not. It did look like him, though.
Leonie, I'm going to rehearsal now.
Linda.
Oh, there you are. How are you?
I'm all right. I just wanted to say sorry.
No.
I seem to be so emotional at the moment.
Well, you're going through a difficult time. I was being insensitive.
It's okay.
It's just tricky when one doesn't know the details. This can't all be to do with a ruined fancy dress party, surely. I didn't think so.
It was just the last straw.
Well, you can tell me. Honestly, you can. It would help if I understood.
Linda, it's so many things. James is like a big kid. He treats everything as a joke, and I know he's always been the same.
Yes.
I shouldn't expect him to change, but...
Go on.
But I'm 39 next year. James is 40. There comes a point when...
One has to put away childish things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's up to it. But then again, he can be so lovely. It makes me laugh, you know.
Oh, Leonie, I am sorry. I can see it's a hard decision.
I don't want to be on my own, Linda. Not now. I'm...
What? Middle-aged?
That as well. Oh, I just need time to think. That's all. On my own... Away from James.
Yes, I do understand.
Away from everything.
So you really don't think it would help to speak to him? I just wonder if you told him what you just told me. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Hello, Ambridge Hall? Oh, yes, James.
Oh.
What a surprise. What can I do for you?
What do you think? Pip would like that, wouldn't she?
If you're asking my opinion on young women's jewellery, then you're heading for a dreadful mistake.
Do you like it, though?
No, not particularly.
I think I'll get it, then. I'm going to buy the stripy berry as well.
So, I was right.
You said it was overpriced.
No, Jill, over there. It's Daryl.
Oh.
What's he doing in here? He looks dreadful.
Let's go before he sees us.
Hang on. He's picked something up. He's putting it in his pocket.
You mean he's stealing?
Stay there.
Linda! We thought maybe you'd thrown in the towel.
Oh, I'm most terribly sorry, Lillian. I was waylaid by a domestic issue.
Well, not for the first time this week.
Is everyone here?
Yeah, they're waiting inside.
Good.
They've already started, though Kenton's directing.
What? Kenton is?
Well, it was that, or we all go down the pub.
No, but I mean...
And I think he's got a real flair for it, actually. And we didn't know when you deigned to join us.
Well, I'm here now. As soon as you've finished your cigarette, would you please come inside?
We're almost done.
Then we can start rehearsing properly.
Oh, and Linda...
Yes, Lillian?
You've not heard from Leonie, have you?
Leonie?
Well, I had James on the phone a little while ago, and they seem to have had another one of their arguments.
Oh?
James thought you might know something.
Me? No. This is the first I've heard of it.
Except for when James told you.
Hmm?
When he called me straight after he called you.
Oh, yes. Yes, I see what you mean. No, I meant today, this evening.
Oh, right.
I told him she hadn't been in touch.
No, well, she's probably staying with a friend. James is getting himself wound up, though. He hasn't seen her since Tuesday.
So he said.
I don't expect there's any reason to worry. She'll probably turn up tomorrow, and they'll declare their undying love for each other, and all will be right with the world.
Yes, indeed.
Until, of course, the next
time. I really ought to get inside, Lillian.
So, are you not concerned, then?
Well, no.
But I thought Robert might be, hearing his daughter had vanished into thin air.
It's a little troubling, I suppose, but as you say, it's always tempestuous with those two. I'm sure it'll be fine.
You're probably right.
Right. Well, I'll see you in a moment.
Hold on, Linda.
Yes.
I've finished now. I'll come with you.
Oh.
Cheers, but you've seen me now. I'm all right.
Yes, you look it.
Tell Sugar I'm doing fine, yeah?
I'd like to, but then I'd be lying, wouldn't I?
Hey?
Surely the doctors told you it wasn't sensible to drink.
Drink? Oh, no, I've only had a couple, you know, keep the cold out.
And then you thought you'd come in here.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. I was looking for a present for Rosa.
One of these purses, was it?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I thought maybe this sparkly one, you know.
Daryl.
For when she's at clubbing.
Daryl, you're not fooling anyone. I saw you take it.
What are you on about?
Put it back before you get yourself into trouble.
Sorry, Jim, you lost me. Look, it was nice seeing you. Tell Shula not to worry.
Hold on.
I'll be out.
Daryl, wait.
Jim, leave him, let him go.
But
there's nothing you can do.
Jill.
And he's not going to get away with it, look.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm going to speak to
Jim, them. It's an awful thing to say, but maybe this is for the best.
How can that possibly be
well,
true?
He's been given every chance. No one could have tried harder than Shula and Alistair, and yet this is where he's ended up.
He wanted it for his daughter.
Oh, no. Well, perhaps he did, and I'm very sorry for him, but think about it. He's come very close to damaging Shula's family, our family. Think about what it's doing to my daughter, to your son and to our grandson.
Oh dear.
And maybe this way, someone with the right skills will notice him and give him some proper help.
Jill, I'd so like to think you were right.
And maybe this way, he'll stay out of their lives.
We'll be right back.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.